You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Thursday, April 30th, 2026, and welcome to episode 181 of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. I'm your host, John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you 15 minutes of video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek. Thank you very, very much for tuning into the program today. On this week's episode, I'm going to be talking about the game Replaced. But first, we start the show with a look at the headlines from this past week. And this week's story comes from the folks at VGC, and it is so ridiculous that it is hard to believe. So last week, YouTube channel Modded Warfare was the first to report that the PlayStation, the latest PlayStation 5 update, which I think was like 13.2, added an unannounced DRM check for digitally purchased games. So the story states that any game purchased on or after a certain date, which I think was a couple of weeks ago, appears to have a 30-day timer applied to it. And if the player doesn't play the game for 30 days, they will have to connect their console online to renew the license and be able to play the game again. And that resets the timer to 30 days. So basically, you have to connect to the internet every month. Now, if this seems vaguely familiar to you, it's maybe because this is the exact kind of DRM that Sony very famously roasted Xbox for after the announcement of the Xbox One. The backlash from that policy was so severe that you could argue Xbox has really never truly recovered. And for Sony to seemingly, you know, make that same mistake years later is just a mistake that they so brilliantly took advantage of is just wild. This kind of thing, you know, it's not a huge deal for the majority of players, but it's a big red flag for those people that are concerned about game preservation, and it does affect those who might not always have a constant internet connection, like, you know, people that are serving in the military overseas and they've got their console with them. So people have been trying to figure out all week if this was unintentional, if this was some kind of a bug, or were they just trying to slide this into an update without anybody noticing? And depending on who you ask, we're getting different answers. The PlayStation AI chatbot, for example, says that it was an intentional update. They did this on purpose. A human support person that somebody got in contact with says that no, this was a bug. This is a glitch. And PlayStation themselves, most importantly, has not commented on the many requests from members of the press for clarification. Which, you know, we're talking about at this point, you know, this was like 5-6 days ago that this story broke. So that's weird, right? If this was a oops, if this was a simple, oh, that was not supposed to be in there, we're going to patch it out, blah, blah, blah. Why would you not immediately come out and say that? Why would you let this be a story all week? That can't be good for you. Which makes me think that this was likely intentional and that they just hadn't worked out the, you know, PR spin for it yet. So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, if it was intentional and based on the, unpopular response, you know, we'll see if they walk it back, you know, play it off, whatever. We'll see. As of this recording right now, which is late Wednesday afternoon, they have yet to say anything. Replaced was first announced back at E3 2021, and it made an immediate impression on me due to its slick cyberpunk vibes and its eye-catching visuals. It was originally due to launch in 2022, but the game faced a lot of delays, in part due to the ongoing war in Ukraine. Many of the team members at Belarus-based developer Sad Cat Studios ended up needing to be relocated due to the violence, and the studio said that they needed to prioritize both the physical and mental health of the team. And with that in mind, you know, I was really rooting for the game to turn out great, and I think in many ways it did. Even if it falls short for me in certain other areas. So, Replaced is a side-scrolling narrative adventure game. It takes place in a futuristic, alternate version of the 1980s, and you play as Reach, a powerful AI who gets trapped inside the human body of its user after an accident. Chased out of the city by armed guards, Reach now, he finds himself on the outskirts of town where he tries to come up with a plan to make it back into the city and try to figure out how this happened in the first place and whether or not it can be undone. So I call it an adventure game because it really has much more in common with games like Flashback or Another World, if you remember those from back in the day. There are moments, you know, of action and combat, but you'll spend just as much time exploring the city, reading journal entries, and doing quests for all sorts of characters. It's a much slower or maybe more methodical pace than I was expecting. Which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I just don't know if the balance is exactly right between action and story. And the action segments, while fun, just aren't super interesting so far. The combat is like it's kind of like a 2D version of the Arkham system. You know, you'll run into a bunch of dudes. A few of them will attack you, and you know, you've got one button to punch, and depending on the color of the indicator over their heads, yellow or red, I think, when they attack you, you'll either dodge or parry the attack. It's super simple, but again, it's fairly fun. I don't know if they're going to make it more complex, if they're going to add anything more interesting. Otherwise, I could see it kind of getting stale fairly early. There've also been several chase segments where the police are running after you, but that essentially just boils down to holding right and pressing A to jump over whatever tripping hazard is in your way. It usually seems to be a tree. In the few hours I've spent with the game, it really lives and dies on its, lives or dies, I guess. You're not going to live and die. Lives or dies on its presentation and its vibes. And overall, I think that part of the game is pretty outstanding. Like I said, it's a 2D side scroller with pixel art, but it uses 3D effects and camera movements to really give the game a cinematic feel. You know, objects like debris from an explosion will go from the background towards you into the foreground, and it's really just a cool effect that they use really smartly. And the pixel art itself is fantastic, and it's super highly detailed. This world and this city is just full of interesting little details to spot. It's honestly one of the best looking 2D games I think I have seen in a really, really long time. But I do have two issues with the presentation. One, the pixels for the characters themselves They aren't super distinct, you know. It's tough to make out specific features or faces to tell who's who, and that can make some of the conversations between people confusing. I think if they had like a little headshot with some character art next to it, you know, next to the text, it would not only add a lot of character to the people, but it would also make it easier to follow. And second, and this doesn't normally bother me, but with the really outstanding visuals and music and cinematic feel to the game, it really feels odd that there's no voice acting. And I know this is a brand new studio, it's their first game, and you know, there's a certainly smaller budget, but it really does stand out to me. It would have really completed the whole package to have voice acting along with it. I'm a few hours into the game. I think I'll probably try to finish it. There's enough there that I do like. The story is interesting. The world is really cool. And the look of the game is outstanding. I just wish that I liked playing the game a bit more. Recently, my wife and I were invited over to a neighbor's house for a game night. It was very nice of them to invite us, and we, of course, said yes. The thing is, I'm not exactly a social butterfly. In general, I don't enjoy parties or, you know, get-togethers. It messes with my anxiety. But this couple is very nice, so of course I wanted to go. I just needed to calm my nerves a bit. One such way that I've found very effective is to have a tasty THC beverage before going. These have become very popular here in Minnesota, and there are loads of different varieties available. Now, what you do not want to do when hanging out with a new couple or new friends is try out a brand new brand of THC drink that you've never had before, because you don't know how strong this is going to be. They all kind of vary, and you may end up, playing a game that you've never played before, like we didn't play test this at all. And if you're not familiar with that game, it's a game where there are no rules or set objectives, and you just go along with whatever the card says. For example, you may get the zombie card, which states that you play this card face up, and if a player doesn't say, "Ah, zombies," before playing a card on their turn, zombies eat their brains and they lose, unless they have a banana. Or the spite card. Play this card if another player just won and you're otherwise still in the game. They lose instead, but so do you. Now, imagine trying to understand this game while being unexpectedly stoned. It's not a good look when you keep having to ask the players to explain to you over and over again what the cards mean and what you're supposed to be doing. Another unexpected side effect may include agreeing to join an already in progress Dungeons & Dragons campaign when you have never in your life played Dungeons & Dragons. Now I've got just a couple of weeks to learn what it means to roll for initiative or what my constitution points are for. I am nearly half a century old, and I can't even remember where I parked at Target. But now I'm supposed to learn one of the most complicated and intricate games ever created. Listen, kids, don't do drugs. But if you do, do them at home first before trying them with friends. I'm a gnome fighter, by the way, whatever that means. Thank you for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. Until next time, I am your host, John Wall. Have a great rest of your week. And don't forget to save.